I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. How about a movie on this last Friday of the year? Can't decide what to see? Don't worry. We called up our movie guy, Matt Holtzman. He's the host of First Take at station KCRW in Santa Monica, California. We asked him for his favorite foreign films of 2013. First up, Blue is the Warmest Color from director Abdellatif Kechiche. It's a film that's been getting a lot of buzz, especially because of the sex scenes. Here's Matt.
Quite frankly, it would still be an extraordinary film if the sex scenes weren't even in it. In fact, I'm not sure that they add that much, but it's one of the greatest pieces of acting in a film that you'll have seen in a very long time.
And what about the acting really drew you in? Why is it so extraordinary?
Well, I mean, it's the story of a young woman who is kind of discovering herself. Adele Exarchopoulos, who is the kind of the naive younger character, you see her go through her mental and emotional anguish as she's trying to figure out love and she's trying to figure out loss. And there are certain moments in the film when really nothing is happening and you're just seeing her where she's communicating so much. It's kind of hard to watch. If you were ever a teenager, it's really sometimes kind of hard to watch.
I'm not sure I need to see that again, but I will.
Yeah.
Secondly, you've chosen a film about Somali pirates, but this is not the one with Tom Hanks. A lot of us, including myself, are probably thinking. Yours is a Danish film called A Hijacking by Tobias Lindholm.
I have not seen Tom Hanks' film Captain Phillips, and yet I'm still going to speak ill of it. I'm not going to speak ill of it, but I'll say, you know, even if you look at the trailer, this is a movie that features, you know, SEAL Team, heart-pounding music, and it's called a thriller. And A Hijacking is truly the polar opposite of that. This is the story of a ship that's hijacked and the head of the shipping company who's negotiating with the pirates. And it is a deeply quiet and tense film that builds and builds and builds as it gets more and more quiet.
It's interesting you mentioned the silence in the movie, because I've been thinking a lot lately about the need for quiet in film. I just saw a couple of blockbusters, including Gravity, and it was full of music. And I would have just appreciated a few moments of quiet. How does Tobias Lindholm exploit silence in A Hijacking?
The most tense situations are not actually on the ship. They're in a boardroom where the CEO of the company is talking to the hijackers through a speakerphone, and his consultant is standing nearby. And there are these long pauses as he's trying to respond to the hijackers and say the right thing. And in those moments, you want to push your seat back away from the screen.
You've also selected a film from Mexico called Post Tenebras Lux. Who made that and what is it about?
The director is a guy named Carlos Reigadas. He was nominated last year in Cannes for Best Director for this film. And to ask what this is about is a little tough. I mean, it's a slightly avant-garde film about a kind of upper-middle-class family who lives kind of in rural Mexico. And it's ostensibly a film about the class differences between this family and how they live and the people who live around them and how those things clash. There are moments that are quite avant-garde. The first scene of the movie is a 2.5-minute scene of a young girl at twilight in a field with cows and dogs. And she's just kind of wandering amongst these cows and the dogs. The sounds of the dogs at some point sound like your friendly, you know, dog that sits in your lap. And sometimes they kind of sound like the hounds from hell. And you don't know if something bad is going to happen to this little girl or if it's a beautiful scene. And the entire movie is kind of like that. You're not totally sure what you're supposed to be feeling. And I think for American filmgoers, that can be an uncomfortable experience. I found it to be really exhilarating.
Finally, Matt, you're recommending a film from Chile that's been out for some time, but a lot of folks might not have seen it. Yep. The film is called No. It's by director Pablo Larraín. It's about an advertising campaign to defeat Augusto Pinochet. What about the story captured your imagination?
This is a story that I was not even aware of, and maybe I'm just professing my ignorance and everyone else had heard about it. But in 1988, the world had put pressure on Augusto Pinochet, their dictator, to ask the people of Chile whether he should stay or he should go. And there was an ad campaign, a no campaign and a yes campaign. This is the story of the no campaign. The main character, who's played by the Mexican actor Gael Garcia Bernal, is kind of a composite of characters in the true story. But what's amazing is not only the story and the ad campaign, everything sounds a little like a Pepsi commercial from 1972.
Let's actually hear that. We have a clip from the actual campaign in 1988, which sounds like this. Yeah, right. So it's up with people to get Augusto Pinochet out of power. Is that it?
Right. And there are pictures of people dancing and happy people, and it really looks like a detergent commercial.
I gather the director technically also used some pretty clever tricks to take us back to the 80s.
What you just played was actually the real ad, and that real ad is in the movie. But there's also recreations of them filming that real ad. Imagine a camera crew is filming the ad and you're looking in the monitor. And in the monitor, what you're seeing is the real ad. And then they pan around and you see the actors acting the ad. They filmed the entire movie with a vintage video camera that matches the archival footage that they used in the film. So there's a real you are there feeling. Gael Garcia Bernal looks like he is in 1988 in Chile, and it's all happening right now.
Matt Holtzman, he's the host of the screening series First Take for KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I hope everyone will go see these films.